Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at http://voicerepublic.com.
Yeah, this is 98.2 on your dial, you know what I'm saying? Hip Hop EJ. If you want to hear something and you want to get in touch with the squad, you could dial 49-1098-7654.
Good morning. Welcome to Fitness for the Soul, your weekly inner workout, guided meditations, and more. I am your hostess with the mostest, Kelly Lynn Prime, soul fitness coach, psychic medium, and energy healer. On today's show, I'm going to be talking about how the universe speaks to you. We are also going to be doing a weekly oracle card reading, and we will also be meditating, of course, and there will also be lots and lots of tidbits and deliciousness in between all of that. So I'm glad you're here today, and welcome. If this is your first time, wonderful. I'm glad you're here, and if you are a repeat listener, I am going to offer you a huge, huge thank you for your support. I really, really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you enjoy what I present here. As always, I like to handle business first. If you ever need to contact me outside of Blog Talk Radio, my contact email is kelly@kellylynnprime.com. You can find me on Facebook under the same name, Kelly Lynn Prime. That's Kelly with a Y, LynnPrime. And I have a wonderful Facebook fan page called Fitness for the Soul with Kelly Lynn Prime. And you can also find me connected to the Back to Us Facebook fan page. I am on Twitter, in the Twitterverse, as @KellyLynnPrime. I'm also on Instagram as the same name, @KellyLynnPrime. And I am on my newest social media favorite, Pinterest, as KellyLynn74 or KellyLynnPrime. I'm not sure how you search people on Pinterest, but I have someone who can find out. So next week I'll be a little more sure on how to search for people on Pinterest. So let's get connected. A little about me and what's been happening in my world is, well, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, And it's Pride weekend, so if you are out and about in Atlanta, excuse me, happy Pride. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day, and it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful weekend. So get out and about and enjoy the festivities. Tomorrow is the infamous parade. I believe that starts around 1 o'clock, and it's a lot of fun. And one thing that I always enjoy is the cabaret show in the park. So I plan on attending that tomorrow evening. But happy Pride. I think yesterday was National Coming Out Day, so I am a bisexual woman, and yeah, I'm out and proud with that. So anyways, back to me and how Fitness for the Soul got started. I began my show after hearing countless people talk about their own personal challenges with meditation. I started getting into meditation more heavily in 2010. So, you know, I have had the challenges with meditation and how, you know, you got the little monkey mind that wants to just chitter and chat and tell you all kinds of awful things about yourself while you're trying to meditate. Those things are normal, and, you know, you just find a way to, you know, meditation is not that all that different than anything else. You find a way to make it yours. And there are proven methods, but, as far as a personal meditative practice, well, you just, you find a way to make it yours. But my show's popularity and fan following inspired me to actually rename my business, Fitness for the Soul. Back to Us is my newest radio home, which I am absolutely thrilled with. I've listened to Tico's Corner. And I've also listened to Transgender Thursdays, and both of the shows were absolutely fabulous. And my radio family that are hosting these shows, Ty West, Tico Davis, and I can't remember Eli's last name, but Eli was on with Ty on Thursday, the shows were just really absolutely wonderful, and of course, Anise, the head honcho in charge of Back to Us Radio, she was on my show last week, and just love her, and Michelle Alexander with A Girl's Guide. I'm just thrilled to be with this radio network. I have been welcomed with open arms, and it feels really, really great. It feels very, very much like a soul family, and that just, I can't put a price tag on that. It's priceless. So welcome to Back to Us Radio family. So anyways, I kind of got off on a tangent there. excuse me. You know, the meditation that I do with you here, it provides you an easy-to-follow guided meditation, but it also teaches you the reasons why an inner workout is just as important, if not more important, than a physical workout. And even with a physical workout, you know, you work your muscles and you work your way up to heavier weight and so on and so forth. So I feel like a guided meditation is kind of like your where you start out with, you know, your lightweight and your high reps, as far as working out goes. As you do this more, I think you will find that you will be able to find those moments of silence and peace, and that will get long. Those times of peace in your meditation where you're not having thoughts will become more frequent and will probably become a little longer. So that's progress. So you have to love yourself through this process and appreciate exactly where you're at. And although soul fitness is an important part of fitness for the soul, that is not the only aspect of what I do. I am also a psychic medium. I do intuitive oracle card readings, which I incorporate into the show every week. I do intuitive personalized coaching, which includes weight management, stop smoking, guided meditations. I do a little reflexology, and, you know, I just put it all together individually, and that's kind of how it works. I recently completed levels 1 through 5 of the Anastasi Psychic Development System as a student with Carl Woodall, a well-known Atlanta-based international psychic medium. And while I'm speaking of Carl Woodall, this weekend, today and tomorrow, at his center in Roswell, Georgia, Carl Woodall hosts a psychic fair. And that goes from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. today and tomorrow. And you can get psychic readings for $15. So you get 15 minutes for $15. There's some really, really talented people that Carl has at his psychic fair. So if that's something that you're interested in, please go and participate. Carl's center is right next to the Phoenix and Dragon bookstore, metaphysical bookstore in Roswell, right across from the Prado Shopping Center on Roswell Road. So if you feel so inclined, that's another thing that's going on today. So many of my clients are people who are in physical or emotional pain. No one is immune to pain. So if you are in physical or emotional pain, please contact me. Suffering is not your birthright. You deserve to feel good, and you can start feeling better now. So please don't hesitate to contact me, and let's get the ball rolling on you feeling better now from the inside out, and let's determine an individual plan for you. I've actually had several readings. I've done several psychic readings from people who have heard about me either through Facebook, Fitness for the Soul, or actually some people who have heard about what I'm doing here on Back to Us. So please don't hesitate to contact me. Facebook is a really, really reliable way to get a hold of me, but you can also email me at kelly@kellylynnprime.com. So that brings us to today's topic. And, you know, I kind of just want to keep things short and sweet today because I know it's Pride weekend, and I know that a lot of folks want to get out and do that. And even if you're not attending Pride, it's a beautiful weekend. I'm sure that you want to be outdoors and just really enjoy the nice weather while we still have it. I absolutely love fall in Atlanta. It's absolutely beautiful. It's still warm, but you get the warmth with a cool breeze, and it's just really, really pleasant. And especially when the trees start to turn, it's just beautiful here. I love Atlanta. So, my topic for today is, how does the universe speak to you? And some of you may wonder, well, what does she mean by the universe? And what I mean by the universe is, I believe that God consciousness is in everything. So when I speak of the universe, I am actually speaking about spirit or the universal. I am source energy, God, whatever you want to call it. How does that energy, the universe, speak to you? And for me personally, I want to share how the universe speaks to me, and maybe some of you will be able to relate to the way the universe speaks to me. One way that the universe speaks to me in a big, huge, humongous way is through numbers. And what I think is really cool about numbers is, numbers are a universal language, and I don't know if you've ever thought of it that way, but even if we don't speak the same language verbally, so let's say you speak Japanese and I speak English. We may not be able to understand one another in those particular languages, but if you put a set of numbers in front of us and ask us to solve that particular numerical problem, neither of us would have any trouble understanding what to do with those numbers. So I feel like numbers are just really cool in that way. And the way that I see numbers a lot is through time, looking at time in and of itself. I noticed 11:11 just a few minutes ago on the clock as I was sitting here talking to you guys. Another huge way that numbers speak to me, and if you've ever been to Atlanta, you know that we have a ton of traffic here. Well, Spirit has given me this little gift of noticing numbers on license plates. So I am constantly seeing numbers on license plates. And it's really interesting to me that I see repeating numbers a lot. So I actually first was introduced to this particular tool that I use in the form of a book. It's called Angel Numbers 101 by Doreen Virtue. Well, what Doreen has so intelligently done is she has created an Android and iPhone app that you can use on the fly to decipher numbers. So when I was out and about yesterday afternoon, early evening, I kept seeing the numbers 7, either 77 or 777. And I'm actually going to look up what that means now. So I just pulled up my trusty little app on my iPhone, and it pulls up a number pad, and I type in the number, and then I hit enter, and it gives me this wonderful message from the angels that coincides with that, with those particular numbers. So 777 says, "You are definitely on the right path in every area of your life. Stay balanced and spiritually aware, so that you can continue moving forward on this illuminated path." So that's just a sample of the type of message that the Angel Numbers app might give you. But definitely, the universe is speaking to you all the time, whether you are aware of it or not. So I feel like the more aware that we become of these things that happen in life, it connects us more with spirit. And that's what spirit wants, is for us to pay attention. Another way the universe speaks to us is through dreams. Now, I don't know about you guys, and I have friends who have very prophetic dreams, and their dreams are very literal. My dreams are crazy dreams. I have just totally, the only way that I am able to make sense of my dreams is when I write them down, and that's just the truth. Because I just don't even know where some of the stuff I dream about, I just don't even know where it comes from. But taking the time to actually write down your dreams and interpret your dreams can be really, really beneficial. And honestly, I'm just lazy about it sometimes. But it also helps when you go to sleep that you set the intention that you will be able to remember your dreams when you wake up, and that you have your dream journal near your bed, so that when you do wake up, that you can just wake up, and while that stuff is fresh in your mind, that you are able to write it down. Once I start writing down my dreams, spirit reveals to me what the different elements of the dreams mean. Now, I was having a very, very strange dream this morning, but there was a point where I was There was some sort of challenge that was going on, and I was out in the middle of, I don't know if it wasn't really the desert, but it was sort of like out in an area that was dry, and there were kind of like mountains around. It almost felt like salt flats, but I was lying on the ground, and there was a box that was sitting up, and it was sheltering part of me, like my head, and it was also this is what I'm talking about. This is so strange. It was a it looked like a martini glass. And it was very, very cold. Now, how the heck would a martini glass be very, very cold out in the middle of the salt flats? So, you know, stuff like that. And then there was like this little area where the ground was very loose. And within there was like this it looked like a brass you know how the little buckle on your jeans is brass? It looked like one of those. And there was a button, and then there was a heart made of, I don't know what that was made of. But there were all these little objects in the loose ground. So, you know, I'm going to have to meditate on this and see if spirit will, not see if, that just sounds very doubtful. I'm very confident that spirit will show me what all of this means when I sit down and ask, not if, when. So, again, just an example of what my dreams are like. And I just wanted to share that with you. So if you have weird dreams too, that you don't think that you're alone. But dreams are another way that the universe speaks to us. The next thing that I wanted to talk about is quote-unquote coincidences. The things that we chalk up as coincidence, in my opinion, are not really coincidences at all. And, you know, sometimes we get frustrated with different things that are going on in our lives. You know, maybe traffic is really bad and it's preventing us from getting to our appointment on time, and we get so upset. But if we look at everything that happens as being perfect and part of our path, there's no coincidence. For example, I had a hair appointment yesterday at 6 p.m. And I normally take my own hair product with me because I use a certain hair product that is not carried in the salon. So I just take my own hair product and, you know, I use my own product and that's just what I usually do. And I forgot my hair product. So I stopped off to pick up some hair product. And the place that I stopped, they had what I wanted, but their credit card machine was not working, and I didn't have any cash. And it's funny because I thought about bringing cash before I left, but I was like, no, I'll just use my card and that'll be fine. So, you know, one would think that because that happened that I would be like, see, I knew I should have brought cash with me, but I actually looked at that a little differently, especially when I got to the salon and my stylist had actually contacted me, because I ended up being a few minutes late. And she actually contacted me. She sent me a text message, and she said, I'm running behind. Would you mind showing up at 6:30 instead of 6? So, you know, all of these events happened to keep me from getting to the appointment at 6. And honestly, if I wouldn't have stopped, I would have gotten to the salon a few minutes before 6. So I would have been waiting around a lot longer. So I just view that as, you know, the universe just aligning things for me so that my life is not difficult, so that things run smoothly. And some people call that serendipity. There's actually a movie with John Cusack in it called Serendipity, and I think it's Kate Beckinsale is in that too. It's a really, really cute movie, and it's about how things just happen, and when things happen, you know, you kind of just go with it, and that's how the universe works. The universe brings us exactly what we need exactly when we need it. And the more we align with that, the more we find that things work in our favor. So I'm a big believer of you create your own life. You create your reality. So you create your life is what I'm trying to say. I'm stuttering over here, but you create your life. The next thing that I want to touch on as far as the universe speaking to you is animals and nature. I am a nature girl. And yes, I live in the city. I live inside the perimeter in Atlanta. But I also live in a place that, and I think this is one of the really cool things about Atlanta, I can drive probably 20 or 30 minutes in any direction and be surrounded in nature. And I am a very, very lucky person in that I can go to my patio and I can look out my patio and I'm surrounded by trees and there's little birds out there and I have a wonderful little fur baby named Mia, my cat. She's actually a stray cat that adopted me as her mommy. So she comes in and eats in the morning, but she primarily, she likes to be outside. You know, she's an outdoor slash sometimes indoor kitty. And she's really, really sweet. But, you know, even with her, there are some days where she just does not want to leave my side. She's like, she's all up under me. She'll sit near me while I'm working in my office, or she has, she's kind of learned that she likes to sit in my lap, which is, it's kind of strange because she's very skittish sometimes. I don't know how to explain Mia really. She's part Siamese, so Siamese breed is known to be a little quirky, but you know, that kind of fits me. I'm a little quirky too, so I guess we are a perfect match. So, but I often see, as far as animals go, I see birds a lot. And I grew up in the country. As a bird watcher. My mother always, I guess she noticed that I liked birds, and she always had bird books where I could actually learn what the different birds were and identify them by sight. And, you know, once you start identifying them by sight, if you listen, you get to know them by how they sound as well. So, yeah, that was part of my my childhood experience. So I see cardinals a lot, and I believe cardinals to be one of my animal guides or my animal totems. And I also see what would consider to be raptors a lot, hawks, vultures. Falcons, I see them a lot too. And I have a good friend who I've met through my psychic adventures and classes. His name is Brad Massey. Brad is, he is a master of these animal totems and how they are interpreted. And I have another friend, Janet Raftis. They are both wonderful when it comes to readings and using animal totems and nature in their readings. So animals and nature also is a way the universe speaks to us. But the last thing that I want to touch on this topic today is a book, and it is called The Seven Secrets of Synchronicity, Your Guide to Finding Meaning in Signs, Big and Small. and it's by Trish McGregor and Rob McGregor. They've been professional writers for 25 years. I believe they started a blog on this particular topic, and it it developed into a book. And here's how they describe it. One synchronicity after another led to their many nonfiction books on dreams, psychic development, astrology, yoga, the tarot, divination, and animal symbolism. This acclaimed award-winning author team has appeared on the Learning Channel, the History Channel, and Sci-Fi, and they currently live in Wellington, Florida. But this particular book is really cool because it teaches you how to recognize synchronicity when it happens and how to really embrace it in your life. And when we learn to pay attention, there are signs everywhere. The universe is speaking to us all the time. So if you want to know more about the subject, I would encourage you to pick up this particular book. You can always find good deals on Amazon.com. I bought this particular book at Barnes & Noble, so it's something that Barnes & Noble does carry. That is what I have to say on how the universe speaks to us for today. I've been shuffling my fairy oracle deck while I've been talking, and I'm going to pull some cards here in a second and see what the universe wants to speak to us, how the universe wants to speak to us today through these cards, and what message the universe wants to impart everyone with on the call. So I am going to feeling like three cards today. Picking the cards now, seeing what is going to come up, and okay, the first card that came up, this is an interesting card. It's called Silver Sisters, excuse me. And what it says on this card is take time to take protection from toxic thoughts and energy. I feel like I touched on that a little bit when I was talking about meditation. You know, when we quiet our mind, sometimes all of the negative things that the thoughts they seem to all come up at once. What we can learn to do though is we can learn to do things to help us clear those energies and those thoughts from our aura and from our chakras, so that we're not having to deal with that kind of stuff. So even if at the end of the day, actually, if you can start your day and end your day asking the divine for healing, guidance, love, and protection, you're going to be that much further ahead as far as being protected energetically. I know that some of my radio my radio mates have asked me about protecting themselves from negativity and how to ward that off and keep that away from you. And that is definitely something that I am considering either doing a webinar on that or perhaps just really delving into that here on my radio show. So this card is saying that it is time to take protection from toxic thoughts and energy. And another thing that you can do is we have angels and guides around us all the time. Here's the deal with angels and guides, though. Particularly angels cannot help us unless we ask for help. So call on your angels. Ask your guardian angels to help you and to protect you from toxic thoughts and energy in your environment. Okay? The next card that came up is, this one is called Once Was Innocent. And this says, knowledge means change. And to me, what that says is when we know better, we do better. So just knowing that, and I'm tying this back to the first card, just knowing that we have toxic thoughts and energy in our environment means that when we know that, we have an opportunity to change and do things better because we know better. Okay? And the last card that came up is called Catch Me. And this is actually a really beautiful card. It's a woman. She's stepping off a ledge, but she also has birds all around her, and it almost seems like the birds are going to help her fly. But this particular card says, trust, surrender, leap of faith into the unknown. And a leap of faith is exactly that. It's surrendering and knowing that the universe is going to catch you when you take a chance. So, if there's something that you have been knowing that you need to do, you need to take a quote unquote leap of faith in something. Go ahead and find your trust and surrender to that thing that you know you need to do, and know that the universe is going to catch you. Now, the one thing that I love about these cards is these cards also have numbers on them. So the first card, the Silver Sisters, has the number 9 on it, and the number 9 means get to work, light worker, now. The number 9 means that you have completed all of the prerequisites to achieve your life purpose. Stop procrastinating, as it's time to start taking action steps. Even baby steps are useful. The next card has the number 28 on it, and this is the Once Was Innocent card. And 28 means money comes to you as you keep the faith that you, your loved ones, and your beautiful life purpose are all fully supported by heaven. I think that's a wonderful message. And the last card, which is called Catch Me, has the number 13 on it. And 13 means the ascended masters such as Jesus, Kuan Yin, and so on are with you, helping you to maintain a positive outlook. The number 13 signifies that female ascended masters and goddesses are assisting you in staying positive. So, That is our oracle card reading for today. And what we're going to do now is I'm going to set these beautiful cards aside, and I'm going to take a picture of those and post those on Facebook and Twitter and all of our lovely social media places, so that you can refer to those later. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to get you prepared for meditation. I have four rules of meditative engagement. The first one is you can't mess this up. The fact that you are here meditating is awesome, and I want you to hug yourself for that and be proud of yourself for that. Actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to start my I'm not going to do that. But I'm going to give you a little laughter because it's just cute and will make you feel good. Don't you love that? Nothing better than a child laughing. So I hope that made you smile, because it sure made me smile. But back to our rules of meditative engagement. Number two is no self-criticism allowed. We don't make a child feel bad for falling off his or her bike when they are learning to ride. So we're not going to do that to ourselves in this meditation process. Number three is there's no comparing yourself to others. Wherever you are at in your process is absolutely, positively perfect. We are all individuals and are students of life on this planet. And number four is enjoy your progress in your process. Moving forward or backward, one inch at a time is still moving. Sometimes things get worse before they get better, but movement is always better than being stagnant. Okay, so what I need for you to do is I need for you to get comfortable. And we're going to do a couple of minutes of breath work here at the beginning. And what the breath work does is your breath actually helps you to begin releasing, kind of like that card was saying, that it's time to protect yourself against, what does it say, protection from toxic thoughts and energy. What breath work does is breath work begins the process of releasing energies that no longer serve us in our aura and chakras. So that's why we do breath work. So I'm going to guide you through that. So let me get my breath work track. Okay. Okay, and this is going to be 2 minutes and 19 seconds worth of breathing. Okay, and when you do the breathing, you're going to breathe in through your nose, and you're going to breathe out through your mouth. I wasn't able to be in the chat room as much today, but BKA Beautiful. It's so funny that your cat is also named Mia. It's very cute. Is that a synchronicity? Is that the universe speaking to us? Perhaps it is. Okay. But back to breathing. The breathing is... the breathing is important for us to start clearing our energy. So you're going to breathe in through your nose, and you're going to breathe out through your mouth. I'm going to guide you in that. So we're going to be breathing in for four counts, and we hold it slightly, and then we breathe out for four counts. So you'll kind of get into the rhythm of it as you hear the music. And that's why I use the music. Okay. Breathe in. 2, 3, 4. Hold. And out. 2, 3, 4. Hold. In. 2, 3, 4. Hold. Out. 2, 3, 4. Hold. In. 2, 3, 4. Hold. Out. 2, 3, 4. Hold. In. 2, 3, 4. Hold. Out. 2, 3, 4. Hold. In. 2, 3, 4. Hold. Out. 2, 3, 4. Hold. In. 2, 3, 4. Hold. We're a minute in. Out. 2, 3, 4. Hold. In. 2, 3, 4. Hold. Out. 2, 3, 4. Hold. In. 2, 3, 4. Hold. Out. 2, 3, 4. Hold. In. 2, 3, 4. Hold. Out. 2, 3, 4. Hold. In. 2, 3, 4. Hold. Out. 2, 3, 4. Hold. In. 2, 3, 4. Hold. About 20 seconds. Out. 2, 3, 4. Hold. In. 2, 3, 4. Hold. Out. 2, 3, 4. Hold. Now take a big breath in. Hold that. Hold that. Hold that. And slowly exhale through your mouth. Okay, so that prepares us for meditation. I'm going to start that meditative track now. So get comfortable and connect your tongue to the roof of your mouth. Just normalize your breathing and get comfortable. I want you to just be still for a few moments. And in that stillness, what I want for you to do is I want you to think of all the things that no longer serve you. I want you to imagine in front of you a worry box. And with that worry box, I want you to just look at it for a moment and just see what it looks like. My worry box is dark. It has some gold scrolling on it. It's very heavy. And it's heavy because it protects me from all of my worries. So I want you to visualize your worry box in front of you. And I want you to watch the lid of the worry box open. And I want you to think of all of the things that no longer serve you in your life, and I want you to put those in the worry box. It could be fears, it could be worries, it could be certain people, it could be certain places. Any of those things that no longer serve you, put them in the box. And I want you to take a few moments and do that now. So any of the things that no longer serve you, put those in your worry box. I'm going to be silent for a few moments while you do that. What we're going to do next is we are going to clear our chakras, and we're going to cut any unauthorized cords that may be attached to our chakras. We're going to do this in three sections. We're going to do our head area, we're going to do our upper torso, and then we're going to do our lower torso and legs. Okay, so we're going to start with our head. And within your head, you have a few chakras. You have your crown chakra, which is above your head. You have your forehead chakra, which is right at the base of your hairline. And then you have your ajna chakra, which is right between your eyebrows. And you have your throat chakra, and you have a smaller chakra that is on the back of your head. So imagine all of those chakras on your head. And imagine any energies that no longer serve you in any of those chakras being dispelled into your worry box. And imagine any unauthorized energetic cords that are attached to any of those chakras. Imagine those cords being cut, pulled, and completely removed. And those cords also go right into that worry box. I'm going to be silent for a moment as we continue to release any energies from the chakras in our head area to go into the worry box. The next area that we are going to clear is our upper torso, and we are going to be clearing our front and back heart chakras and our front and back solar plexus chakras and our front and back spleen chakras. Now, our spleen chakras are on our left hand side, and that would be kind of just below our ribs. And you have the front and back spleen chakra, and our spleen chakra is actually responsible for our energetic intake. It's kind of like our energetic intake filter. So we want to make sure that we clear that. Your heart chakra is self-explanatory. That's our center for love. And our solar plexus is actually our center of power, personal power and encouragement, but it's also where a lot of negativity builds up, like when we feel stressed out or worried or angry. So we want to take special care in dealing with these particular chakras. Okay, so imagine your front and back heart chakras. And imagine any of the energies that no longer serve you going into the worry box. And your front and back heart chakra just begins to expel any of these energies that no longer serve you, and they go straight into the worry box. We're going to do the same thing with our front and back heart chakras. We're going to identify any unauthorized energetic cords that may be attached to our front and back heart chakra. We're going to see those cords. We're going to see them cut. We're going to see them completely pulled and removed from our front and back heart chakras. That is happening now. Now we're going to move to our front and back spleen chakra. And any energies that no longer serve us are being removed from our front and back spleen chakras. And any unauthorized cords are being cut, pulled, and completely removed from our spleen chakras. Now. And we're going to move to our solar plexus, front and back. The solar plexus is between the heart chakra and your navel. And any energies in the front and back solar plexus are being removed now, going straight into the worry box. And any unauthorized energetic cords are being cut, pulled, and completely removed from the front and back solar plexus chakras. And that is happening now. Okay, and that brings us to our lower torso, which is your navel. You have a navel chakra. Yes, you have a navel chakra. And opposite your navel chakra on your back is a small chakra called the Ming Ming, which actually regulates your blood pressure. And then we have our sex chakra. And then we have what's called our basic chakra, which is at the base of your spine. So we're going to be dealing with the navel chakra, the Ming Ming, the sex chakra, and the basic chakra. So I want you to imagine your navel chakra and your Ming Ming chakras right now, and any energies that no longer serve you in your navel chakra and your Ming Ming chakra are being expelled into the worry box now. Your navel chakra is actually responsible for your digestive system. I want you to visualize any unauthorized cords attached to your navel or your Ming Ming chakras. Visualize those cords being cut, pulled, and completely removed now and going into the worry box. And now I want you to imagine your sex chakra and your basic chakra at the base of your spine. And I want you to see any energies that no longer serve you being removed from your sex chakra and your basic chakra. Watch those energies go into your worry box. And I want you to visualize any cords, any unauthorized cords attached to your sex chakra and your basic chakra. I want you to watch them being cut, pulled, and completely removed from your sex chakra and your basic chakra right now. Now that we have completely cleansed and removed any negative energies from our chakras, head to toe, I want you to imagine a waterfall in front of you. And this waterfall is the palest, palest green. And I want you to imagine that there is a space beneath the waterfall where you can go and stand, and the mist of the waterfall will just completely envelop you. So I want you to go to that space now. Safely walk to the area beneath the waterfall. You're surrounded by rocks, but the mist of the waterfall completely surrounds you. And that pale green mist has the ability to completely cleanse your aura and will completely remove and cleanse any energies that no longer serve you in every part of your body. So imagine that mist, that green mist surrounding you now and just removing any energies from your energy field that no longer serve you. I'm going to be silent. And the green mist will just completely dissolve those energies and they will just float away. Now that the green mist has completely cleansed your aura and removed any of the remaining energies that no longer serve you, I want you to step out from the waterfall. I want you to climb up onto the rocks into the sunlight. And as you're standing in the sunlight, imagine your worry box in front of you again, with the lid still open. And I want you to thank your worry box for being there, so that you can unload your burdens. After you have thanked your worry box, watch as the lid comes down on the worry box. And as the lid comes down on the worry box, your worry box just disappears. And when it disappears, it takes all of your worries and energies that no longer serve you. It takes them away, and those energies are gone forever. And now we're just standing in the sunlight. And as the sunlight comes down on your head, the sunlight transmutes into this golden, dust-like energy that sparkles. It's beautiful. And that golden, sparkly energy permeates into every part of us, head to toe. Our aura becomes filled with this golden energy, and it makes us sparkle, and it makes us feel alive. And the golden energy permeates into every part of our body, into all of our chakras, completely rejuvenating and re-energizing every part of our body, into our crown chakra, our forehead, our ajna, our back head, our throat, front and back heart chakras, front and back solar plexus, front and back spleen, navel, ming main, sex chakra and basic chakra. All of our chakras are completely energized. I'm completely healthy. And our aura is also filled with this golden light. It makes us shine. I'm going to be silent for just a moment. I want you to bask in the energy of the golden light that is rejuvenating and healing us now. Now, as we have been filled with the golden light, I want you to imagine the earth floating in front of you as a small ball. And as the earth is floating in front of you as a small ball, we're going to raise our hands and we're going to bless the earth. We're going to release any excess energy that we don't need. We only take what we need. And so we are going to release any excess energy to the earth, and we're going to bless Mother Earth with that golden energy. So any energy that we don't need is going back into the earth. We're releasing that through our hands. See the whole world being blessed. See every continent being blessed. Every country being blessed. Every city being blessed. Every county being blessed. Every home being blessed. Every family being blessed. And every individual being blessed on the entire planet. Now that we have released our excess energy to Mother Earth, we say thank you, Mother Earth, and we give thanks to the creator of all that is. We also give thanks to all of the angels, the archangels, our spirit guides, our ancestors, the ascended masters, the holy ones, the great ones, healing ministers. Give thanks to them all. We say thank you for providing us with this opportunity to come together today for help, healing, guidance, love, and protection always. We thank you. And now, as we close meditation, I want you to imagine light coming out of your feet and coming out of your tailbone. And as that light comes out of your feet and out of your tailbone, it goes down into the earth's core, and grounds your energy and connects you to the earth, connects you to the earthly plane. So I would like for you to come back into your body, wiggle your fingers and toes, Take a deep breath. And exhale with a big, big smile. You can open your eyes. And I like to always leave you with an affirmation. And the affirmation is this. May we each affirm the uniqueness of our lives. May we embrace the good and the bad, the high and the low, the laughter and the tears. May we move through the fire with open eyes. There is nothing that is unworthy of us. There is no lesson that comes without a gentle reminder that we are loved and valued just as we are. I thank you for tuning in today, and I hope you will tune in again in the future. And I am going to leave you today with a song from a friend of mine who is an amazing guitarist here in Atlanta. His name is Elliot Holden. And this particular song that I am playing today is called Nobody's Hero. So enjoy the music, and I will see you next week. Have a wonderful day.
She's a replicant, isn't she?
I'm impressed.
She begins to suspect I may suspect. How can it not?
Memories.
You have been listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at http://voicerepublic.com.